Let's start with meetings and the two topics. I think the topic about how to lead productive meetings are a little more vetted. I would love to hear different opinions about how you have done that. But the second topic related to meetings about how we make sure we only attend productive meetings, I think is an interesting twist to that topic as well. So let's do both. And in the format that we usually do in these calls is, it's not like I have some magical answers and I just tell you what they are. What I really like doing is discussing it and gaining from you, whether it's a good experience where you had it or whether it was a bad experience where you couldn't lead an effective meeting, but that you share kind of your tips before I kind of add on to it. That's part of the reason I'm kind of motivating others to kind of answer different questions. And so hopefully you won't be shy and jump in here. But let's start with a very simple thing, right? I always like to start with, well, why? This is going to sound so obvious, but why should we lead productive meetings? What are all the reasons why?
Only so much time in a day. You've got to be effective.
Saves time.
I want to accomplish things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that actually also speaks to work-life balance, right? If you are leading effective meetings and getting it done sooner, you have time for family. Anything else?
I mean, why would we have a meeting if just for the sake of a meeting?
You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked how many ineffective meetings in corporate America today, right? May not be in this group because you are all actually taking time to actively learn how to lead effective meetings, but I would say right now I think 30% of the meetings I attend may be ineffective. Some of it is just so-so, but it's true. I don't know if everyone thinks they're leading an ineffective meeting. Maybe there are different perspectives, but I think the other thing is also you build your reputation well with people, because if a partner is very productive and you are not only saving yourself time, but you're saving other people's time, and that actually helps you build relationships because you're building that reputation that you know what you're doing. And so when you ask for a meeting, people will attend because they know that they've seen you and you don't waste their time. That's actually very key. Anything else?
Hey, this is Troy. Yeah, I'll just add on by that by saying, I guess, having productive meetings is a real morale booster, too, in that I guess I've been in horrible meetings where everyone left deflated, not feeling heard, unmotivated to keep going. So it's a way not only to, touch base, but to rev up energy for going forward.
Yeah.
Like you said, people will acknowledge you for being one of those people that can boost energy back into a project.
Great point. Great point. That is absolutely true. People walk out feeling productive. That's wonderful for everybody that's participating in the meeting. I think those are a good list. Anything else to add? I'm always going to ask this, whether I have something else or not, so it's not a trick question.